Do you think there's a special meaning about which simile is compared to which kanda?
To me, yeah, I mean, it's sort of, I think so. I mean, the commentaries go into a huge amount of their own detail about, you know, how form is like foam and how feeling is like a bubble and that kind of a thing. But and some of it, you know, is a little bit off as far as I can tell. But yeah, I mean, when you think about it, you know, foam is something that, like, as it floats down the river, the Ganges River, it looks solid and real and substantial, you know, like something really dense. But when you get up and look at it closely, you know, it's full of holes and air, and it rapidly disintegrates. You know, and it's very similar with the human body. I mean, the human body is, you know, actually mostly water. And then when you think about it, I guess on a real level of physics, you know, all the space that's actually in between atoms and everything, so it's really, you know, pretty insubstantial, even in a material way. Of course, our experience is really solid, and that's the way it appears to us, but how rapidly it disintegrates when you say, you see something decomposing, you know, just kind of really transmogrifies, changes. Feelings, you know, are so rapid, you know, like the feeling of pleasure and pain change so rapidly, just like, you know, bubbles in a puddle, you know, it's like they arise immediately, pop, they're gone, and then another one appears right after it, just all, you know, just constantly moving and changing in a rapid succession. Perceptions, like a mirage, you can see how, you know, you perceive something in one way, and you invest in it and you believe in it and you think that's the way it is, or say the way somebody is, you know, my perception of a certain person is that they are this kind of a person, somebody I like or dislike, or they have these qualities, and then something changes and all of a sudden that perception is gone and a completely new perception takes its place. So it is like a mirage. It fools you into thinking it's this way, but it's not. You know, mental formations, volitional formations. It's a little bit harder for me to see that, but you can, as you're examining them, you know, looking at them through investigation, by paying attention to them, you know, one by one, you see, you know, you peel them away. You're looking at them like you're looking for some sort of truth or substance or unchangeable reality, and your, you know, the way your thoughts and emotions, they all seem so real and so solid in a way, but as you really peel them away and look at them one by one, looking for some sort of coherent core, something that is truly, you know, the heartwood, say, of all of these thoughts and emotions, you know, you peel them back one by one, and finally you reach the end of them, and there's nothing left. You know, there's no substantial heart to all of these mental activities that one can say is me or mine or the volitions. In consciousness, just rapidly changing, say, through, you know, sight consciousness, then to hearing consciousness, then to tactile consciousness, then to all the other, the bases of mental consciousness, that kind of rapid change from one to another in sequence, all kind of meshing together in a blur to create a sense of reality, you know, weaving together all the different inputs from the sense bases to create this sense of continuity that looks substantial, that looks real. But when it slows down enough, it's like, I think I was saying the other night, you know, as in motion picture, a movie, you know, if you stop the film going through the projector, just take one at a time, then that illusion of continuity just ceases, you know, when you break it down into discrete moments of consciousness, which is, of course, something that you know, only the people with incredible strong minds and concentration can really do, I think, to really see that clearly. But that it, like a magician's illusion, you know, it's sort of like creating an appearance that's not really the way it is. That's sort of my take on it anyway. Mm-hmm.